Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading Lights in the Deep by Tobias Wade. It's part of a collection of stories called 54 Sleepless Nights. If you enjoy this story and the other ones in this series, consider purchasing yourself a copy of the book to show love to the author for letting me read all of these fantastic stories. I guess that's it. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you in the story. Fear was a game made for us as children. When Bernard dared me to eat a bug, I didn't do it, no matter how many legs or how hard it crunched beneath my teeth, or jumping from a ledge that I really shouldn't have. I didn't even mind breaking my ankle that summer because I knew it would be his turn next. And even though he watched me jump first and saw me rolling on the ground in pain, he didn't hesitate to jump right after me. That's how the game went. Whatever it was, we'd both do it together, and we'd be stronger for it. It wasn't just the rush of adrenaline whenever we did something stupid or dangerous. There was something sadomasochistic about the way we wanted it to hurt, knowing it would be the other person's turn next. We didn't understand that as children, though. We just thought it was fun to see how far we could push each other. We were in the woods together the day the game went too far. Our families had gotten together for a group hike when Bernard had the idea to leave the trail. I didn't want to because I knew how angry my parents would be, but I also knew how angry his parents would be at him, and that made it okay somehow. "They're going to kill you," I grinned at him. "I'm not afraid of them," he scoffed. Bernard had a slight overbite, and he always had a trollish little smirk that would have made me want to hit him if we didn't understand each other so well. At first, we only intended to hide off the trail for a while to scare our parents. But after about an hour, we still didn't see them or hear them calling. We decided they could have found us if they wanted to, and that they weren't looking on purpose to teach us a lesson. But neither of us liked to lose a game, so we kept going further on purpose, intent on not going back to the trail until nightfall. We must have gotten turned around while playing in the woods, though, because it was almost dark when we stumbled upon a small lake we hadn't passed on our way there. I thought I saw a soft orange light at the bottom, flickering almost like an underwater flame. I thought there was some kind of treasure hidden in the water. I could tell Bernard was starting to get scared and wanted to go back. But I enjoyed seeing how anxious he was about the fading light, and it was my turn to take the next dare. "We're diving in," I told him matter-of-factly, knowing he would agree to do whatever I suggested. "I hope you drown," he smirked, stripping off his shirt and shoes to test the chilly water. I held him back before he made the plunge, though. "All the way to the bottom, or it doesn't count," I said. "We've got to find out where the light is coming from." "No problem." And he was gone, kicking and struggling to drag himself under the murky surface. I watched the flickering glow shift for a few seconds before diving after him. The water was a lot colder than I expected, and the shock of it made me lose most of the air I'd stored. I know he must have gone deeper than me, but I couldn't help but surge back toward the surface to get another breath and try again. The salty water was making my eyes burn, and I stayed there treading water until I rubbed them. I reached out blindly for the grassy bank to use my shirt to wipe my eyes, but after several flailed attempts, I couldn't find the place I'd jumped from. By the time I finally opened my eyes, I couldn't believe what I saw. The setting sun lanced across the rippling water, unobstructed by the trees that were no longer there. It was just water as far as I could see, in every direction, with the waves of the open ocean cresting and falling around me. I couldn't see Bernard anywhere, and my heart felt like it was ricocheting around my ribcage. It was going so fast. I screamed and called for him for several seconds, thrashing around in the water as I tried to stay afloat. My feet couldn't touch the bottom, but more than that, I felt an immense emptiness beneath me as though the water went down forever. But down there somewhere, the flickering light was still burning, only now it seemed 1,000 times farther away. I kept screaming until a wave went over my head and pushed me under for a moment, and then I didn't dare open my mouth and waste another mouthful of air again. Finally, Bernard broke from the surface. He was spluttering and coughing, rubbing his eyes just as I had done before. "Don't open your eyes," I shouted. For the first time, I didn't want him to see what I saw. Didn't want him to feel the fear I felt. "Go back down, back to the light." But it was no good. Stubborn as always, his eyes flashed open, then stretched wide in terror of the open waters. He was so surprised that he stopped kicking, sinking for a moment before resurfacing with a wild yell. "Can't go down," he shouted back. "There's something down there. A monster. The light's coming from a monster. We can't stay here. We have to go back. I dare you to swim down." But I could tell by his pale, terrified eyes that my words weren't getting through. I tried to grab him to drag him down with me, but he was flailing so wildly to push me away that we would both have drowned if I stayed with him. "Down! Down!" I kept shouting. "It was bait! The light was bait!" Bernard blubbered. "I saw the creature! It's huge! In the water with us! Under us! Watching us!" The light was coming closer toward the surface as he spoke. As the last of the sun slipped over the horizon, I saw a gargantuan dark shape slip beneath us, the flickering light following it wherever it went. "You can't be afraid," I begged him. "I'm going to swim down first, okay? You're going to follow me. It's going to be okay. We're going to come back up in the lake." But he was too scared to speak, too scared to do anything but kick and stay afloat. "Our parents are going to be there," I promised him. "They're going to have warm clothes and hot chocolate, and they're going to be so relieved to see us they won't even be mad, but you have to swim down toward the light on the count of three." Bernard was trembling all over, but he was moving so frantically it couldn't have been from the cold. He desperately shook his head while I counted. "One." The dark shape was getting closer, larger than a whale, more like an underwater island. "Two." The light was getting closer. It had to be the way home, if it wasn't there. If it wasn't, there was no way back. "Three." Bernard was still shaking his head when I made the plunge. I think part of me knew he wasn't going to follow me when I kicked my way under, but I was so cold and I had no other choice. I swam as hard and as deep as I could, until my lungs felt like they were going to burst, until the warm flickering light was so bright I could see it with my eyes closed, and I felt a sudden warmth flood over my body. Then, when I couldn't take it anymore, I turned around and launched back up toward the surface. My eyes weren't burning anymore when I broke the surface. The water wasn't salty. I was back in the murky lake. My feet found the stony ground and I dragged myself back onto the grassy bank. In the distance, I could hear my parents calling for me, and I shouted back with all the air I could find. The light was gone from the water, though. The surface was still. No stirring of a beast, no ocean waves, no bubbles of escaping air. My parents found me before I could go back into the water, and they wouldn't let me dive in again. Bernard's father splashed around in there for a while, but he was only up to his chest at the deepest point. My friend was gone, still treading water, or worse, taken by the creature that lured us down. That's how it has to be for anyone, I think. If you can't master your fear and face it head on, it was a game for us, and now I play the game of fear every night on my own. And that's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, consider picking yourself up a copy of this book. And if you really enjoyed this story, well, there's a Patreon available to support Stories After Midnight, and it just helps things, you know, get better. So I appreciate all of you who have already signed up and support the channel. It means the most. If you'd like to send me your story, you can go to storiesaftermidnight.com. And if you'd like to come hang out with the rest of the gang, come join us on Discord. It's pretty cool. So with all that said, though, I really do appreciate you for listening. Thank you for being here. And we'll see you in the next one.